Aleisho Chelek Beis Reish Ein, the first Vaad in this chapter on His Boinenus. Bo Ur'e, Eich Shechazal Tiknu Berachois Al Kol Ma Shechushim Shelanu Mavchinim. Notice that Chazal established Berachois, formulated Berachois, regarding that which our senses detect. Al Ta'am, Bo Yirei Pri, so regarding taste, Bo Yirei Pi Ha'eitz Ha'adama, Al Reach for fragrance, Boirei minei isvei atzeve samim, whichever the appropriate bracha is. Hanuysin reachtove bapirois, I think it's bapirois. Al reiya, regarding seeing things, baruch shekachaloi be'oilamoi, and oisema asev reishis, for certain sights. Al shemiya, regarding hearing things, shekoichoi ugvorosoi malei oilam, for thunder, hatove amitiv, vechulei. V'chama brachois tiknu al pu'ulis aguf. Quite a few brachois that were established for physical activities. Birkas ha-mazoin, obviously for eating. Hamapil chevrei shena, for retiring for the night. Hama'avir shena me'inai, upon awaking. Asher yotzar, pokeach ivrim, matir asurim. Zekev kefufim, en reika ha'oretz al hamoim. Ein avoidasenu ko'eis simas alev levirkois anenin. We are not at the moment focusing on Birkois Anehinin, he koevas latzma perik miyuchad, yasemu chabasha ze. It deserves an entire separate chapter which will be forthcoming later on. Ulam mima shetiknu chazal kol ha-brachois ha'ilu, anuroim. However, in our context, from the fact that Chazal enacted, established all these brachois, we see eize ikar gadoli ha'is boinenus. We see the fundamental idea here of reflection, ki bil'odea lo haya makoim klal lechol ha-brachois ha'lolo. Without this concept, there wouldn't be any room for these brachois. Admoir Heir, Rabbi Yerucham commented, ki shitas chinuch kehayoim, the prevalent method of education these days, and of course he passed away in 1936, it's, I think, more so, his words are even more applicable today. At any rate, the prevalent method of education, hu lelamed li ladim al edei chinuch tziyuri, we teach children with an emphasis on the visual. We provide illustrations, it's visual. Shemarim lehem kol davar v'davar betziyur. We show them everything illustrated. Be'emes ein lanu sefer chinuchi liladim ke'abriya atzma. There's no better educational book for children as the actual creation around us. Ad shegam ha'pashut shepeshutim. Even the least sophisticated person, tinok ben yomoy, an infant, yochal lilmoid ulehakir zos be'ofen mochash, can recognize this tangibly. Al kol nekuda unkuda bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu yivyachol v'tziyer kama minei tziyurim. For every point in the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, paints, he provides us illustrations. Al kol tag v'tag kama minei v'im. For every point he wants to convey to us, there are creatures that he created that convey that point. Kol kach pashut u'ma'asei Hashem. And it's so obvious, it's there. This is from Das Chochma Musar Chelek Beis Amud Reish Ein Aleph. Furthermore, shamanu kama pamim admo. We heard, his Talmidim heard from Rabbi Yerucham a number of times. He was once in a zoo. So many profound ideas were revealed to him to the point where virtually always when he stands up to daven, he remembers that visit. In brackets, see in that sefer, Siman Pei Vav of Rav Yerucham, see there the explanation of Tehilim Kuf Memches, which of course says part of Pesukei Dezin Ra, Shegam Hu Tzamach Moise Bikur Began Chayes. That explanation, that Be'ur in Tehilim Kuf Memches also sprouted, also arose from that visit to the zoo. End of brackets. Nislamed Eifoy Gam Anachnu Bisboinenus Zeis. We're going to practice this type of deep reflection, which, as we said, involves a thought plus the senses. Nisboinen Kol Yom Hadeik Heitev. We're going to reflect, examine closely every day a leaf, a flower, or a fruit. We're going to contemplate, look deeply into the beautiful shape of the leaf. We're going to pay attention to the thin veins that bifurcate, they split off from the central vein, b'tzura zimetris lafli, in a wondrously symmetrical manner. V'anu chashim shem tzinuris mayim. We sense that these are like conduits of water, המחיים מסעלה, that give life to the leaf, כמו הדם הזורם בעורקי גופנו, just like the blood that flows in the veins of our body, מים שהעץ סיפק בשורשה מהקרקע, water that the tree of course draws, absorbs with its roots from the ground. אנו מבחינים בצבע ירוק העמוק בצד העליון. We notice the differences in color, that it's a deeper shade of green on the upper side, ובירוק הכהה בצד התחתון, a different shade of green on the underside. ולמדנו בבייס הספר, furthermore we remember that we learned at school, כי בשיח הצד העליון שלה, on the upper side of the leaf, ישנם גופיפים קטנטנים, the tiny organelles, הקולטים מסעיר השמש. Of course, use the chloroplasts. You know, we're talking about photosynthesis over this over here. So they absorb the light of the sun. ומייצרים על ידי זה את החמצן הדרוש לנשימה. As a byproduct, plants produce oxygen, which is of course indispensable for us, etc. מי פועל אלה? מי עשה אלה? These are phrases from פסוקים. Who enacted these? Who did these? הלא אבורי יסבורך אשר חוכמסוי וחסדו אימנו מסגלה לנו ביסבוננו זויס. It's the Creator whose wisdom and chesed is revealed to us through this exercise of Hisboinenus. Oin Hisbonen beferach ubifi. So we've described very briefly what one can look for in a leaf, but so too with a flower or a fruit. We're not going to elaborate over here with descriptions of what can be seen. Kedei lo lachshil esem Hisbonen, in order not to put a stumbling block over here, an obstacle in front of the Mizbonin. Hu alul lachshev, because if we did elaborate, the person who's Mizbonin might think, shim yirea pri v'aper, that if he sees the fruit or the flower, v'izkoma shekazukan, and remember what's written here, shebazek v'hizbonin. There's already done some Mizboninus, v'chamuvan enzo haschala shel Mizboninus. It's nothing to speak about, it's not even the beginning of Mizboninus. And therefore we're not going to elaborate. ניקח לנו כל יום דבר אחד להסבונן. We're going to take one thing per day to look at. And again, to look is a simplistic translation of להסבונן. אין ספק שיעברו ימים רבים. There's no doubt that many days will pass עד שנסגל בזה, until we become accustomed to this. ועד שהסבוננוס תגיד לנו משהו, to the point where this deep reflection, contemplation will speak to us at all. אך הננו מנוסים כבר מהעניינים הקודמים בעבוד עשינו. However, we experienced already from previous עניינים in העבודה. We have much experience. And we know, כי לא יבקלוס תעלה לנו כל הצלחה קטנה בדברים דקים אלה. We know that it's not going to be easy to derive even a small measure of success from these subtle exercises. ועד שני. שני שורשים מרכיבים מילה הסבוינן. There are two שורשים that combine over here to form the word הסבוינן. בניין ובינה. Construction, so to speak, building, and insight, understanding. המסבוינן בוינה את עצמוי על ידי בינסוי בכל הסובב עושה. So the מסבוינן, the person who reflects deeply, builds himself through his insight regarding everything that surrounds him. הרגלנו עצמנו להסבונן בעלה בפרח ופי. So we've accustomed ourselves in the first word to exercise הסבוננוס regarding a leaf, a flower, a fruit. עכשיו ננסה לקיים. Now we're going to try and fulfill the words of ישעיהו in פרק מם. שאו מרואים עיניכם. Raise your eyes on high. וראו מי ברא אלה. And see who created these. This is a phrase that he quoted in the previous vad. Mi po'al ele, mi asa ele, mi bara ele. V'inei David ha-melech alav shalom hisbonen bo hivama. So David ha-melech exercised hisbonenus by looking at the heavenly bodies. And he said, this is in Tehillim, Perek Ches, ki ra'e shamecha ma'ase etzbo yisecha. When I view your heavens, the handiwork of your fingers, yoreach b'choy chavim ha-shekonanta, moon and stars that you established. מה אנוש כי תזכרנו? What does you mean that you remember? ובן אדם כי תפקדנו? Nonetheless, ותחסרו מעט מאלוהים. You lowered him a little bit from אלוהים. כבוד והדר תעטרהו. You crown him with honor and glory. תמשילהו במעשי ידיך. You placed him as ruler over your handiwork. כל שעת התחס עגליו. You placed everything under his feet. הרי כאשר יסבונן בשמים ופליאו יסם. You see over here that when David המלך reflect deeply on the heavens and its wonders, nisgalalo igam mekoimei shel adam ba'olam. He also found, it was revealed to him, the place of man in the world, im kol katnusev ugdulase, with his lower aspects and his supreme aspects, ma'enosh kitizkerenu, and nonetheless, tamshilei b'maase yadecho. Dugmai, this is an example. Eich adam ha-misbonen bo'ine esatzmoy. This is an example as to how a person who deeply and seriously reflects bo'ine esatzmoy, he builds and develops himself. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Beis, kol ha-mevarech ha-lachoydesh bizmanoi. We fulfill it in Kiddush Levana. Kol ha-mevarech ha-lachoydesh bizmanoi, when we make the bracha, ke'ilu mekabel penei shechina. It's as if he's encountering the divine presence. Kesiv hacha chodesh hazeh. One pasuk says chodesh hazeh lachem. Uchsiv hasam ze eili ve'anvehu. In Shiras Hayam. Tana dever Rabbi Yishmael. Ilmalei lo zechu Yisrael alakbil pnei avin shebashamayim pam achas b'chodesh. Had the Jewish people had the opportunity to face the Father once a month, dayom, that's already sufficient. Mai hakbolas pnei hashechina b'kiddush hachodesh. Where exactly, which point exactly constitutes receiving the divine presence? Hari al harif, that's Rabbeinu Yoina on the reef. Seif perek dalet divrachois, mevayozos. He explains. Hakadosh baruch hu afal pi she'enu nir'a l'ayin, even though Hakadosh baruch hu himself is not seen, nir'ehu al yedei gvuroisav v'nifloisav. He is seen through his actions, through his wonders. Ke'inyan she'ne'ma, like a pasuk says, achein ato eil mistater, you are a hiding God, Elokei Yisrael Moshiach, but the Savior of Israel. Afal pi she'ata mistater, even though you hide, al yedei teshuascha ata mizgaleu mekerem Yisrael. Through the salvations that you bring, you are revealed, and we know you. V'chen b'chan, continues Rabbeinu Yonah. So to hear, al yedei she'mechadesh chodashim, through renewing the months, through the process of the phases of the moon, hu mizgale livnei Adam, he reveals himself to man, v'hu ke'ilu makbilin panav. And that's what Chazal referred to as Hakbalas Pnei Ashchina. Now, the author says, Mahu ha'evdel ben zrichas ha-shemesh kol boiker mechadash mizchatshus ha-levana? What's the difference then between the sun rising every morning and the renewal of the moon? Harei ha-levana ne'elma b'seif ha-chodesh b'erich yomayim. At the end of the month, the lunar month, the moon disappears for something like 2 days. Ufamim ba'a b'ktzara, ufamim ba'a b'aruka. This is, of course, from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. I think it's Daf Chaf Hei. V'zeh me'oreres adam yoselis bo'inenus. And this arises us, this stimulates us to his bo'inenus. V'zeh u'ba le'akires ha'bo'ireh. And he comes to recognize the Creator v'akara zoi. This recognition of the Creator behind this phenomenon, he hakbalas b'nei Ashchina. That is hakbalas b'nei Ashchina. On the Alter Mikam already wrote, "Ki loy kmo she'anu choshevim." It's not as we perhaps think. Shebevirkas alevana mikabel b'shchina. That by reciting the bracha, we receive the divine presence. No, aval kachu. Ba'isboinenus. It's through that process of reflecting and seeing a Kadosh Baruch Hu behind this phenomenon. Yemizboinenus ha'itchadshus yirei b'chidush alevana. Through the reflection that he sees in the renewal of the moon, umevin mi bara el, and coming to appreciate who is behind it, b'zeh mekabel pnei Ashchina. That's what Chazal referred to as hakbalas pnei Ashchina. V'abracha, the bracha is al chesed shekibalu panav. That's seems to be a bracha of gratitude for the chesed that we have had this opportunity. From Chochma Musa Chelek Aleph, Daf Mem Aleph, Ma'amar Samech Aleph, sorry. Hein hakara pam kazois pam achas bechodesh. So such a recognition once a month, Daya lichlal Yisrael, as Tana Dever Yishmael say above. One such recognition a month is sufficient for Klal Yisrael. Nislameid me'ata, what we're going to practice now is lizboinen b'ma'asav uv'ro'av hanifla'im hagedolim. This is the Lashon of the Rambam. To reflect, again, lizboinen on Hashem's creatures and deeds, which are wondrous and great. Ulay nistakel bizrichas hachama o bishki'asa. Perhaps, say, looking at the sunrise or sunset, or b'laila b'shmei kochavim, or at night, looking at the stars, v'zois kol yom pa'am achas, once per day, b'yistaklus v'simas lev rabah, with attention, with analysis, b'meshech zman maspik, for a sufficient period of time. בלי ספק, no doubt, המסלמד בזה עומד נבויך במשך ימים רבים. Somebody who is training, who is starting this exercise, will be perplexed for many days. מה יש לו להפיק מהסתכלות זה? What is he supposed to derive from this exercise? It will seem like a waste of time. המראה הזה אינו אומר לו כלום. This sight does not speak to him at all. הוא ינחסן לחזור על המילים שבוועד זה. He might return to the words in this vaad. I'll just read it again, perhaps. Or על הפסוקים בישעיהו. He might revise the words in ישעיהו. שאו מרים עיניכם וראו מי ברא אלה. Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these ועוד. אבל הדברים נשארים יבשים. And he might still find that the words are dry. אין דבר. Doesn't matter. ימשיך כל יום להסבין. And he must continue to reflect daily. וינסרק לסרשה ממה שאינו ראה. And try to get an impression from what his eye sees. לאט, לאט ייפתח ליבוי. Slowly, slowly, his heart will open. ועד שלישי. דגמורין עירובין דפקוף. אומר רבי יוחנן, אלמלא לא ניתנה תורה. Had the Torah not been given, היינו למדים צניעוס מחסול, we could still have learned certain aspects of modesty from a cat, וגזל מנמלה, to avoid gezel from the ants, וארייס מיינה, we have learned certain issues of ארייס from the dove. Rashi there explains that it's fidelity of the dove to its partner, exercise of fidelity. And דרך ארץ מתרנגויל, from the rooster, שמפייס ואחר כך בויל. The author just here adds Rashi's words, חסול אינו מטיל רי בפני אדם ומחסץ עשוי. עשוי חסול is more private, has a certain private aspects to it. נמלה אינה חס גוזס מאכל חברתה, עניינה אינו נזקק אלא לבס זוגוי, Rashi says, they practice fidelity. Now, תורה של אימה למדו חזל מבעלי חיים. חזל learned the whole Torah over here from animals. הסתכלו, they looked, they gazed, his boinenu, this deep process of reflection, וגילו סגולויס רוחניוס, רוחניוס, ברחש באדמה, בחי בציפורים. And they discovered spiritual properties in that which creeps on the ground and among the animals, among the birds. כשאנחנו נסלמד לסבונן בהם, when we learn to apply his boinenus to them, נפיק מזה חיזוק באמונה. What you're going to derive out of it is a strengthening of האמונה, כי כחויס אלה הנקראים אינסטינקטים מנעים להם. These powers that we call instinct, where do they come from, these instincts? הרי הבורא השריש בהם, מלבד צורסה בגופניס כחוס וחניים. The creator rooted in these creatures, besides their physical aspects, spiritual forces like discretion and modesty. הראיס הפעם, have you ever seen כיצד החסול חויפף עשרי שום לכסרי, a cat preens itself, it licks its hair and cleans its skin. הרי יש לו דחף פנימי ליוסנק, it has an internal impulse to be clean. מניין לתרנגולת הסבלנות יש דגרס על ביצה, where does the hen get its patience to brood on its eggs? ומניין יש לציפור הכישרון לבנות לקן? Where does the bird get the talent to build an intricate nest? האם האזנת פעם לשירת הציפור? Have you ever listened to the singing of a nightingale? הן ההסבוננוס הוא כוח העשירוס הפנימי של האדם. This process of הסבוננוס is a power of inner wealth, inner richness within a human being. מי שאינו יודע להסבונן, a person does not know this, והולך כעיוור בעולמוי, and walks like a blind person through his world, מה דלים עם חייו? How impoverished is his life? כירא אני עליו, I apply to him the pasuk in Tehillim, in Hallel, פה להם ולא ידברו, they have a mouth that don't speak, עיניים להם ולא יראו, they have eyes but they don't see, אוזניים להם ולא ישמעון, they have ears but they don't hear, אף להם ולא יריחון, they have a nose but they don't smell, ידיהם ולא ימישון, they have hands but they don't sense, רגליהם ולא ילכו, they have legs but they don't walk, לא יהגו בגרונם and they don't speak. That's the verse that the author applies to such a person who does not see these things. הננו לעשות בעלי חיים נושא להסבוננוס. So this exercise is to make בעלי חיים, animals, the subject of הסבוננוס. ושום בעל חיים לא יהיה פעוט מדי. I think there's some words missing over here. There's some mistake in the in the printing. No animal, no creature should be too tiny for this exercise. I think there's, as I said, there's a mistake. Body the avera daimain basa ul anta ilech ul ifnei miyata asil. There's a mistake of printing over here, but at any rate, the exercise is quite obvious that one should make animals or creatures, lavdavka animals, could be insects as well, the subject of his bainanus, and no creature should be too tiny for this exercise. Adkan.